I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, January 29th. One man was killed, four others were injured when a home under construction in Weymouth collapsed yesterday as strong wind gusts battered the region. Fire officials say they got a call for the collapse of a single-family home under construction just before noon on Vine Street in Weymouth. When they arrived, there was still one worker trapped inside. A technical rescue team first had to shore up the building before rescuing that worker, who was located between the first and second floors. The worker, 29-year-old Mario Diaz Obando from Fall River, was rushed to South Shore Hospital, where he later died. Four other workers were transported to the hospital with minor injuries. Neighbors said the building has been under construction for the past few months. Scaffolding collapsed at a large building under construction in Quincy at the intersection of Washington and Edison Streets. Officials closed off part of that area for several hours yesterday. There were no major injuries. Occupational Safety and Health Administration officials were called to both scenes in Quincy and Weymouth and are investigating. There were also delays of about 15 minutes on the Red Line yesterday because of a tree down by the tracks in Braintree. As many as 22,000 customers were without power at one point yesterday afternoon. Abington, Whitman, Rockland, Hanson, and Weston were some of the most affected communities. Dangerous levels of carbon monoxide forcing the partial evacuation of a Quincy apartment building early this morning. Firefighters responded to 176 President's Lane at about 12:30 a.m. and found excessive levels of carbon monoxide in the basement. The basement apartments were evacuated. The Red Cross was called in to assist the residents. The exact cause of the carbon monoxide is unclear. However, officials suspect a problem with the heating system. Two pedestrian accidents in Quincy are under investigation. Police say a pedestrian was struck by a car near 199 Bergen Parkway just after 3 yesterday afternoon. Victim taken to Boston Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. Last night, a person was struck by a car at Brook Street and Newport Avenue just before midnight, also hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. A 24-hour vigil to remember John O'Keefe on the third anniversary of his death was held yesterday into today at Canton Police Headquarters, although it was not attended by his friends or family. Participants in the vigil said they're looking for justice for both O'Keefe and his last girlfriend, Karen Reed, who's accused of hitting her boyfriend with her SUV after a night of drinking and leaving him to die in a blizzard. She denies the charges and says that she's been framed. The O'Keefe family said that event was helping to raise money for the defendant. The standout in Canton included members of the Free Karen Reed movement. Karen Reed's retrial is still set for April 1st. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded. The Dow is up 136 points. The Nasdaq rose 391. The S&P is up 55. Global stocks advancing in thin Lunar New Year trading following a rebound on Wall Street driven by tech stocks as investors focused on the Fed's rate decision due later today. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil at $73 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lose to Buffalo 7-2. They're back home tomorrow night at 7 against Winnipeg. Celtics take on Chicago tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, a wind advisory is in effect. Could see some afternoon rain or snow showers with a high 44 degrees. For tonight, clearing and cold, a low of 22. Tomorrow, sunny at a high of 27. Rain on Friday with a high of 43 and sunny 33 on Saturday. For the boater, a gale warning is up offshore. Southwesterly winds gusting to 30 to 35 knots, 2-foot waves at a high tide 10:59 a.m. Sunrise 6:59, sets at 4:54. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 10:45 Wednesday morning and 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, January 29th.